Trading Club Update, week of June 1, 2026. Welcome to this audio issue of Trading Club, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. The value of the Trading Club tracking portfolio settled at $128,891 as of Thursday, June 4, up 28.9% since the May 30, 2025 inception date. See the detailed portfolio snapshot below. We made no trades this week. In today's update, we discuss the latest developments among our holdings in nicotine companies. Nicotine pouch wars heat up shares of British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, sold off this week after Philip Morris International, PM, announced the launch of its new Zyn Ultra nicotine pouch at an investor conference on Tuesday. The new product will roll out across the US market starting this month, and is aimed squarely at competing more aggressively with British Tobacco's Velo Plus. As we've written about previously, Velo Plus has taken significant market share from Zyn based on three key features: a soft, moist pouch design versus Zyn's drier, more rigid pouches, stronger nicotine varieties of up to 9 mg versus Zyn that is only available in 3 mg and 6 mg doses, lower unit cost, with Velo Plus cans coming with 20 pouches versus the 15-pouch Zyn cans. Philip Morris has attacked each of these competitive weak points with Zyn Ultra. The product features a softer, moist pouch design with nicotine strengths of 9 mg and 12 mg, and cans containing 20 pouches. The news sparked fears that Zyn Ultra could begin taking market share from Velo Plus, sending BTI shares tumbling to as low as $58 per share, down 14% from its recent high of $67. But as we've seen many times in the last several years, we believe the market is once again overreacting to short-term competitive jostling in the nicotine pouch market. The most recent example came on April 22 when Philip Morris reported disappointing Zyn sales volumes in its Q1 earnings report. The shares initially sold off to as low as $150 in pre-market trading. But the market ultimately looked through the noise and saw what mattered. Earnings grew 16% year-on-year, and shares ultimately recovered to as high as $190 before retracing to around $175 today. While each new data point or product announcement causes wild swings in share prices, our plan is to tune out these distractions and remain focused on the bigger picture. That is the rapid growth in the overall pie of nicotine consumption, and pouch sales in particular. In the past 5 years, the nicotine pouch market has exploded from virtually nothing to over $5 billion in the US alone, and about $10 billion globally. By 2030, the market is expected to double in size from here, and will likely continue growing at a healthy rate for many years beyond. At this rate, nicotine pouches will soon become one of the most lucrative consumer products of all time. And for good reason, they deliver the same highly addictive nicotine that made cigarettes the greatest industry in the history of capitalism, but without the smoke or tar, and a substantially lower risk of killing their customer base. Given this growth backdrop, we believe the companies with leading brands in this market, including the top two of Philip Morris and British American Tobacco, will continue generating consistent earnings and revenue growth, even as their relative market share ebbs and flows along the way. On that point, the far more important news this week in our view was the release of British Tobacco's first half 2026 financial update. The company reaffirmed its outlook for the full year, which included forecasted revenue growth of 3% to 5%, and earnings per share, EPS, growth of 5% to 8%. Management also upgraded their forecasts for British Tobacco's less harmful revenue to mid-teens growth for the first half. The upgrade was driven by better-than-expected performance from Velo, which gained 5.7 percentage points of market share in its top markets, including a gain of 10.4 percentage points in the US 10. The more granular sales data from consumer product analytics firm Nielsen, shown in the table below, also confirmed that Velo Plus remains the dominant category share gainer. In the 4 weeks through mid-May, Velo Plus sales volumes increased at 222% while Zyn volumes were roughly flat. Also note in the chart below that Turning Point brands, NYSE, TPB, nicotine pouches are showing significant sales momentum, with FRE volumes up 118% and ALP volumes up 823%, albeit off a very small base. This latest sales data confirms our view that Philip Morris and British American Tobacco will remain the top two most dominant players in this market. Meanwhile, if the current trends continue, we believe Turning Point Brands could become the number three player, which would have an outsized impact on its business. BTI remains our most compelling idea in terms of risk/reward. At $58 per share, It trades with a market cap of $93.6 billion and is expected to generate $7.1 billion in free cash flow this year. That puts the valuation at just 13x free cash flow, or a 40% discount to Philip Morris at 21x, and an even bigger discount to the overall market trading at over 30x. Finally, with steady progress on repaying debt, British Tobacco's management also reaffirmed its forecast to reach their leverage target of less than 2.5x by year-end. Once that happens, this will free up the company to significantly ramp up share buybacks, which are currently running at about $2 billion per year. That should deliver a meaningful boost to EPS growth, which we estimate could approach double-digit territory by next year. Thus, when the near-term fears of market share jostling fade away and the market begins refocusing on the financial outlook for the business, we continue to see an upside case of new all-time highs of $80 per share, based on a valuation of around 18x free cash flow. Portfolio overview. The table below shows all current holdings as of the close of trading on June 4th. A few notes on how to read and interpret this portfolio table. Please pay special attention to the action column, where we specify whether each trade is a buy or sell to open transaction. Next, the position size for each trade is equal to the current value of the position, with the exception of the cash secured puts. In the case of the cash secured puts, we define the position size as the total value of our future commitment to purchase 100 shares for each contract. This number is calculated as follows. Position size equals number of contracts x 100 x put strike price. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. For example, in the case of the Viper Energy, NASDAQ, Vonum, $48 puts, the position size equals 2 by 100 x $48 equals $9,600. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. To see the current profit/loss across each open position and other details, please see the live snapshot of our tracking portfolio at the end of this update. Next, the links below will take you to each of the original recommendations in the current portfolio, including the 5 call contracts in shares of British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, which we covered in our inaugural trade series, here, and in a video recorded on May 30, 2025, which can be found here, the June 2 Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM. Recommendation can be found here. The July 24 recommendation of Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, trades can be found here. The September 24 recommendation of Cellebrite DI, NASDAQ, CLBT, can be found here. The January 21 recommendation of EQT, NYSE, EQT, calls can be found here. The Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAH, and Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, CEL, recommendations were published as part of our trade series on December 4th, which can be found here. The January 23rd recommendation of Figma, NYSE, FIV can be found here. We created a special report called the AI ALO that includes the research for LandBridge, NYSE, Pound, WaterBridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, and Viper Energy, NASDAQ, VUNOM, which can be found here. We created a special report detailing how the Invesco QQQQ ETF, NASDAQ, QQQ, put option trade works, which can be found here. Axon Technologies, NASDAQ, Axon was recommended on April 14, followed by an overview of the business published on April 17, which can be found here. Constellation Software, OTC, CNSWF, was recommended on April 14, followed by an overview of the business published on April 24. Which can be found here. Roper Technologies, NYSE, ROP, was recommended on April 14, followed by an overview of the business published on May 1, which can be found here. Turning Point Brands, NYSE, TPB, was recommended on April 9, followed by an overview of the business published on April 10, which can be found here. If you have any questions or feedback, the Trading Club forum is the best chance to get a quick response from our team. Alternatively, you can always email us at mailbag@porterandcompanyresearch.com. Good investing. Ross Hendricks, Porter & Company. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hoped you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top 3 best buys, where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the best buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.